RDU98.5, welcome back to the show. We're just having the most amusing time in here right now. There's about a million people in the goddamn studio. All here to talk about the one, the only Tiny Fest, which is back. Right now, I have the director of said Tiny Fest, Janaina, with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Leah.
How are you?
I am crazy, but I'm good. I'm really good.
How's planning going?
Well, planning has been exploded many times now,
cool.
Because
we
it's time
that.
To act. So, yeah, full action. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go, go, go.
Because it starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So we are, the team is in the library from 8, but packing in, making magic happen to be open at 5 to the public.
Wow, wow. So, I mean, if you're in there at 8 for it to open at 5, there must be a lot to set up.
There is a lot to set up. And, of course, we are at the library is going to be open from 9 to the general public. So you want to see some action happening from the background, we are going to be quite visible for you to see us running around.
Love. I can't wait. For those listening who are like, what the hell is Tiny Fest? Can you kind of briefly explain to us what it's about?
Yes, Tiny Fest. We have come up with this Tiny and Mighty because a lot
mighty.
Of people ask, oh, it's tiny because you are like small and like fragile.
No.
We are not. We are we have been naming ourselves catering the artists in the desire to be a platform for real, raw, and radical practice. So, it was pretty much a festival that was born by artists, and we really value the artistic practice as a place for experimentation.
Yeah,
to
right.
keep whatever comes to the stage, quotation marks, as radical, as real, as raw as possible, because sometimes we don't really know what we want to fully share until we are sharing, and we
value that's a really good point.
Realness of art practice. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, I can't wait to see what's going on. So how many kind of artists are involved?
So we have this year a lineup with around 45
Whoa.
Artists. I mean, of course, counting with some of them are collectives, so they come together.
Of course. That's insane, though. That's a huge amount.
It is insane. And it is like over a weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a marathon. So anytime you drop by at the library, you're going to be able to watch something, experience something. There's a lot of participatory works.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm so excited for that. Now, we do actually have a few of the artists here with us today. We're tagging you out for who's first? Okay, it's the Triple C's. The County Cryptids Club. The Christchurch City Council's here. wearing the most insane masks and like quite spectacular jewelry, everything. Is this part of it? This aesthetic, is it essential to the performance?
Oh, correct.
This is cryptid core.
Cryptid core.
Cryptid core. At its finest.
Yes.
Okay, well, cryptids, please tell me about yourselves.
Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
Where do we start? The Cryptids Club is basically going to be an interactive installation. Where people can come and play with our community wardrobe and interact with us as characters, Funkzilla and Skankenstein.
Oh. Funkzilla and Skankenstein.
Correct. That came
that
from a Quora song.
Brilliant.
Mahista Quora. Shot Quora.
Thank you, Quora. Great names. So it's like a glorified dress-up box?
Basically.
Yeah, at Tiny Fest, that'll be our setup.
We have a pocket portal, so basically a tent. eye with a set in it that you can step into and it will look completely different to the rest of the
it's
library.
It's going
to
take you to the Khyber extension, which is where we're from.
Life-size mushroom trees.
And the Kanikangi is the cryptid of the Khyber extension. Yes. You might be able to meet him, maybe.
Maybe.
You got to find him, though.
Yeah. So. You got to find him. Yeah. Okay, wow. You guys have some amazing word choices here. I'm absolutely loving this. I feel like it would, to do what you're doing, it would take a while to curate all this costume and design and dress up. Has this been a long journey?
We've been working on this project for years.
Well, a year.
But the way we cracked down is this year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In prep for Tiny Fest, and it's been full crunch over the last like 3 months.
Yeah.
But
building the wardrobe, we've had heaps of sort of community help. There's the Green Room up in Wellington that houses a whole heap of like ex-stage props and costumes for hire and for rent or for free.
And they tapped us straight into that.
And then 6x4, Stephen Park down here gave us a whole heap of
Stephen!
So we've
Stephen
got
let us go
Stephen
through
stuff.
His... through his shipping container and just pick a whole bunch of costumes.
Yeah, we went
Doesn't
to town.
Doesn't that motherfucker have a whole container?
Yeah.
That to himself.
Yeah. Very privileged. So we went in with our at our costume workshop, and we went in and altered a few of the pieces so that it matched. Yeah. So that it so that it collabs with the co-popper.
So
outfit-wise and kind of item-wise, is there sort of an aesthetic going on?
Yes. To enter the Khyber extension, you have to be masked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't condone human skin suits.
Yeah. Your human skin won't survive.
Yeah.
So
well,
you need
actually,
a don.
I have really good skin.
You look like
Thank
has
you.
Anyone it's ever told you look a little bit like Bradley Cooper?
Yes. Mm. No, if I take off my glasses, it's like quite scary. No, you're not the first to tell me that. This is odd.
Dang it.
I'm very excited for this, mainly because I love big dress up.
Yes.
Now, I'm seeing, like, we've got some good rings going on. We've got some nice...
Doughboy's
rings. Doughboy's rings.
Nice. Yep. Okay.
Our Cody Gum rings.
And, like, some necklaces and earrings as well. Oi. Like, is it going to be accessories?
Some, but it's mostly full costume and masks. We'll have a bunch of masks for people to use as well.
Yeah.
We encourage people to bring their own, but, you know.
Just in case.
Now, what, hypothetically, I go, I try something on, and I just, like, utterly fall in love with it. And I just, like, bail in it. Is that okay? Like...
Absolutely
we'll have to send
Cunningham
to chase you down.
To self, you can't steal their things, guys.
There might be a few things that we may be willing to part with, but
like
that'll be up for debate on the day.
However, if you do happen to like some of the cryptid core stuff, we will be at the Tiny Market on Sunday as well.
Saturday.
Saturday
market.
It's from Tiny Fest, so there's a bunch of artists in the Tiny Market in the library.
Tiny Market in the library. Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, cryptids, thank you for talking to me here.
This has been
really exciting. and I can't wait to enter the, what is it?
Cryptid Cribs.
And the other dimension that you guys
are.
The Khyber extension. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say farewell to you.
Absolutely.
And say hello to the dance library.
Yes, in person.
Naso, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. Now, you're also obviously another feature of Tiny Fest. Talk to me about the dance library. What is this exactly?
The dance library, it's a library.
Yeah,
instead of books, like in papers, we have artists that are books from this library. And they're all artists from the dance field. So you can go there and you can access them. as you access books in the library.
So yeah, right.
They will be accessible for 3 hours. So we will be there on Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30.
Mm.
And, well, in this 3 hours, you can arrive there whenever you want and stay there for how long you want, also like in the library.
Yeah.
And we will be there as available books for you to access, which means you sit with one artist in one of the tables of the library. This artist will give you the titles of the chapters that you can access from their books.
Oh my God.
Each chapter, it's a scene that goes through the experience of one performance that was very important for that artist.
Oh, right.
So you access these memories of different performances from different parts of the world and how they changed their lives or how they were super strong for them in a certain moment.
Wow. Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. Because, like, often, like, an artist does a performance and that's that, right?
Yeah.
They never get to reflect on it or talk about it or anything like that. So that's really cool. How does one compile this? How did you create it?
Well, it was this. I'm from Brazil, actually. Live in Brazil, and half of the crew that will be there available, it's also from Brazil. So we came from
Brazil.
Yes, we came directly from Brazil for Tiny Fest. This is super special.
So you're saying a horde of Brazilians have just come here?
So we have local artists, super interesting artists, also part of the dance library here, especially for Tiny Fest. So we are working with them to create their books, their stories, their chapters. But also we have different stories from Brazil, from a very far away country.
Oh.
So you can also access these different performances from Brazil. So this is quite interesting what you said. That it's the opportunity to go back and to access memories about performances and to realize how a performance or how art in general, I would say, can change lives. And that's how we arrived in this library. Like, we were interested in how we talk a lot about films or books, even in the bars or in like dinners or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we started to realize, like, this is important history. Like, this is really like history that changed people's lives.
Totally,
so we need to bring this to the center of a work or to the center of a performance and try to do that.
I can't agree more, quite frankly. I love this. Mm. And I guess particularly for Kiwi audiences, like these art and performances they're talking about, you know, will be really different to kind of what people are traditionally used to here.
Yeah, but I would say that it's quite also because always that I talk about the library, the dance library, people usually say like, but it is so different. Like, this is strange how people do react to that, or how do I meet an artist like in front of me in a table? It's quite different. But then when you arrive there, you see that it's quite super simple, actually.
It's really like
sitting around the table and like talking about a very strong experience. And then you see some people like moving a bit and like showing special scenes from that performance and like talking about how that was strong for them. And it's super, I would say, relatable. It creates an instant connection, or like it's quite beautiful how you see that you sit in a table, it's quite simple, and like 2 minutes later you are like crying or you're like really emotional about what is happening there, but it's quite simple. Yes.
So original though, like such a clever idea. I absolutely love the sound of this. Are you partaking yourself?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm one of the books.
You're one of the books.
Yes.
Are you all going to be, can you dress as giant books? Or is that, that probably won't
that
be great
be
for
funny.
The performing
yes,
part,
yes.
though.
It would be a bit harder to move as giant books, but it would be fun. But no, we are like we are with normal clothes. But we are five, actually, in total.
Okay.
And we do some turns, and we would be there for 3 hours. And we have also different languages that can be accessed.
Oh, okay.
So we have one book that is in Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese. So I really like invite Brazilian community from Christchurch to be present there to access a different language from the books, also in English, of course, and Reo Maori. Also, there's one volume that could also be accessed.
Awesome.
So, there is a diversity in the kind of stories and the kind of dances and the kind of presences that are there.
Oh, I'm so excited to see this. So, 3 hours on what day are you?
Saturday. Yes, from 1:30 to 4:30. So, we have 3 hours there in the afternoon.
Oh, that's going to be fascinating. I cannot wait to see that in action. Ms. Director Janaina, we might get you back here. Wow. Hey, thank you for bringing in some artists.
Thank you for having us here.
This just sounds all incredibly exciting and fascinating, and I'm so excited for it. Now, in terms of, like, attending, can people just show up?
Yes. So there are multiple ways to attend.
Okay.
You can just show up and see what's happening around. There are a bunch of works that are free and accessible, including the dance library itself.
Nice.
There are Koha. So Cryptid Scripts is both. It's a hybrid one. We have a lot of hybrid ones as well. So it's free for Taka Tapui, Maori Queer, and Koha for general public. And we have the pre-sales happening now, so if you just go to tinyfest.org, you can book your tickets. Some of the free events, we recommend you book up ahead so they can fill up. Also, we have a lot of events that are happening more than one time, so that's good.
Cool, great.
And we will have a box office at all times at the library, so you can also just show up and make your mind there. We do encourage you to come to one thing and stay for another, because you never know what you can find.
Totally, totally. Why go for one thing when you can go for eight, you know? And the market as well.
Yes. So Sunday morning, so from 10:30 to 3 p.m., 10:30 a.m., of course, we have the market, which is actually a different take on a market, because even though there will be things to purchase, there will be artists selling their work. It's also a space for a soft space for gathering and connecting. So some artists might be just sharing, show and telling the what do we say, like, B side of the practice. Because
a lot
of performance artists, they do engage with making a lot of things on the way that we never get to see.
Yeah.
So even like napkin notes that are quite complex and beautiful, aesthetically made, you know, so anything goes. We really encourage you to come by and chat with an artist. And we also, if I can speak about two things that we also have in place that you all are invited to partake, is the Tiny Responders program. So all events, instead of having reviewers, we invite artists or creative or the general public that feels like want to explore their creative self to attend the show. And this does get you a complimentary ticket for that show.
Great.
If you commit to be a responder. So what you need to do is any kind of creative response. It could be in writing. It could be you create a song, a poem, or a drawing. Or in the past, we had like an artist who created a fragrance. So what was the smell of that show? So you can do anything as long as you commit to send it to us. And we can gift the artist back. So that's our reciprocation of art generates art.
Totally. Oh, I love that.
And the second way to grab some comps is we still need some volunteers. So if you feel like you want to be part of a festival team over the weekend, you can just, again, go to our website or to our social media, Instagram, and just say, hey, I want to volunteer, I want to help.
Oh, I love that. And that's tinyfest.org.
Yes.
Great. Well, hey, thank you to you all, the million of you for coming in today. It's been a delight to have you all here, and so cool to hear about some art and some, you know, some really original creative ideas and all that. And to you, Janaina, for running this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And just, of course, to acknowledge there is a whole team with me and the board of trustees.
Absolutely.
And the sponsors who have been helping us. So I do need to acknowledge and appreciate Christchurch City Council, Toyota Otahi in special.
Thank you guys.
Super partner. Thank you. Keep sponsoring us. And if you want to sponsor us in the future, anyone else, if you are a rich person, come and talk with us.
Yeah, they are the great supporters of us as well. Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to get to an ad break now. But before I do that, just everyone in said studio right now, thank you all for being here. To our audience, Tiny Fest, go to it. Go to the website, check out all the details. Yeah, there's no excuse not to have an amazing time and broaden your horizons, you know, see some interesting things. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.